to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Before we start the show, I got a big announcement to make, guys.
Oh,
do you want to hear it?
Yeah. We love big announcements.
It's fine. I'll tell you at the end of the show. Yeah.
TSL,
mama. TSL, shout
TSL.
Yeah, boy,
TSL.
Boy,
TSL for life. TSL, mama.
Anyway, very many. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Solly Anders is here. Triple is here. Ghost Lady is here. Shots is here. Tato's here. Neo's here. Fat Checkers here. Simpio's here. And backed by popular demand, make some noise for our comedian of the week, the one and only Sean Ray. How's life on the unemployment side?
Aye, stop it.
What do you mean, man?
Look, we are rebuilding, huh?
SABS.
I'm sure your Mondays have been weird, bro. Doesn't it feel waking up and not shooting on a Monday?
Look, we shoot now, basically, we shoot every day.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we shoot every day.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't allow black students didn't allow us to do that. Uh-huh. We wanted to shoot every day, but black students, every time we saw Neo, we got another sketch, boy. And it's outside. But we shoot every day now. It's dope. We're literally starting from the ground up. Nice. Like, guys, I can't tell you.
You must enjoy the journey, man.
How nice it is being in aircon. Being inside.
Why are you shooting outside?
Because we don't have a place to shoot yet.
Oh.
So all we have is that shack for now. You know?
Okay.
But we're going to shoot in front of that shack until our studio is ready for us.
But PNC, you guys didn't leave because of Tachi, right?
No.
Just to make sure.
We left before the reshuffle. We saw trouble coming and we were like,
Bro, have you seen the Tachi skit they did?
I saw it with the car, with the tube.
Yeah, have you seen it? Oh my goodness, it's so funny. Who came up with this skit, bro?
This was all of us on a phone call. And we were like, how are we going to respond to this? Because when we did the thing, bro, I really did it with no malice.
Yeah,
we were just funny and talk. I think Tabiso's question was the one that really set him off, right? Because then, he went to the shoes,
Hey, man.
So we just there like, how can we respond? And we weren't even angry. Like, let's just make a fun video about him being angry.
They were like,
you'll never come and do a skit. So we're like, let's find the next best thing. Something that looks like him.
Nissan.
Please play it for Ghost Lady. This is so funny, man.
Wow.
He's here! He's here! Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Pop that shit, niggas.
No.
Pop that shit.
Guys, we need to shoot.
And that guy looks like Tachi, bro.
But the car is Tachi.
Yeah, the car is definitely Tachi.
I don't get the next. Oh, wait.
Please check my pulse.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's like a piano. Yeah, Giri Anos.
You got a piano pulse. Things happen in South Africa.
Please check.
We talking about South Africa. Referring to yourself. That was brilliant. Brilliant,
bro.
Thank you, guys.
Bro, how was Pop's wedding, man? I was so heartbroken. I couldn't make it, bro.
Oh, bro, Pop's wedding was off the chain, guys. Man. Like, yo, beautiful, like, he went so far. Like, I think everyone that sat there that wasn't married wanted to get married.
Mm.
That's how dope his wedding was. He had a singer. He had Tebe at the wedding.
Tebe.
Bruh, it was just...
Is this the one that happened a few months ago?
No, this weekend. Was
last weekend.
Oh, yes.
I didn't see that one on social media. I remember the traditional one, or Lobola negotiations, yes, vibe. Yes. Oh, wow.
So basically, this one was the same one, but attached to it was just, how can you say, a white wedding.
Aha, uh-huh, the suit and the white dress. Yes.
And apparently no phones were allowed.
No? Yeah, like no phones were allowed. Please don't take any pictures and things like, they said we'll get our pictures because there was like photographers taking photos.
Yes. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. And it was nice. Just to not let Musa Kahula get a hold of any picture. You know, but got a hold of Skumba's picture.
Hey, man.
That was a weird caption. Skumba's unemployed, bro. Come like, come on. Well, no, that's not true.
Bro, that man was rocking a leather sandal. Listen, only if you have money do you wear a leather sandal.
whose speech was the funniest?
Skumba. Definitely. Oh, wow, like, his first thing he said was, I'm not coming to any more weddings. I'm done. And it was just like, he was just hilarious.
Because they
had
weddings every week. When are you getting married, Roshandre?
Me?
Yeah.
Look, I'm engaged. I am engaged. I'm gonna look. Let's. Bro, I put so much pressure. Let's continue with the show. Hey.
How did you propose? To your lady?
I proposed basically like at home. So she was with her family. She didn't even know. I just basically said like, hey, I have something that I forgot at your house. And she was like, no. I mean, I'm not going there. I'm like, we have to. And then when we went, she was surprised. Like, why is everyone here? And then when she turned around, there I was.
On your knees.
On me.
Oh,
and I was let me do it at home.
What a cheesecake, dog. I had to put that in the whole arena.
That's beautiful.
1,000 extras.
You were doing that show anyway.
Pensioners will send their bills like, yeah, you didn't get paid.
You are paying for all of this.
Speaking about marriage, I don't know if you guys saw this, right?
Mm.
But apparently on like Twitter and TikTok, a lot of people have been debating about like, if a woman earns more than you,
mm-hmm,
is she liable to pay like half of the labola? Ah. So that's the discussion they're having, you know? Because apparently some ladies do actually pay in silence without, you know.
A lot of them, yes. Some of them do.
Oh, no. That has been a rumor.
The guy.
When women, because of they so want to be married, then they'll end up saying, okay, I will help you. Some women even go as far as taking a loan to give the guy to go and pay Lomo.
That's
hectic. Yes. Now people are saying, now it's becoming like compulsory for women to be paying half of the Lomo. That's a no-no. I disagree with that.
Where's the shame, man? Like, you know?
Yeah.
As a man, where's the shame? And it's one of those things you do and you're like, a proud moment, you know, whether you saved up for it. Some guys, it takes them quite a while, but you know that it's your sweat. And it speaks to what Jacinta was saying, that women can be desperate for umshado to the point where you're paying your own lobola.
Yes.
That's ludicrous, man.
Yeah, I know, but hey, being a real man is tough. Oh, it's a hard job. Just paying for everything, my brother.
It's not easy.
Some of us, when we heard 50-50, we're like, yes.
It's our chance now. Hey, look at me, I'm the captain now.
I remember the first time I heard, like, because like growing up in the Eastern Cape, I grew up like in Breitbach, so like it was like like very segregated, mm-hmm, as the Eastern Cape still is. And I heard that black men have to pay extra just to get married, and that's what, before the wedding and everything else, I was like, that's unfair. That's so unfair that you have to pay labola.
Oh.
You have to pay for the wedding. You have to pay for the house, the car. I'm like, who
the child?
The child.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these men? Because apparently, if you are that rich, that's like 8 or 9% of the country.
Yeah.
The rest of us are taking loans, bro. Mm.
So would you allow your wife to pay half of a labola?
I mean, if she, you know, if she wants to.
Yeah.
But if I was getting married and I had to pay labola, I think it would have been a discussion to see where we get this money from. Mm-hmm. And I know, as a man, you probably should feel ashamed.
Yeah, please.
Right? You should. You should
please
feel ashamed.
Feel shame.
But come on, in Cyril's economy, what are we doing?
Bro, if you're dating a black woman, you can't afford for her to pay half of the labola. Because you'll never win any argument.
Of course not. Yeah. Everything must be shared in that house.
Yeah. Hey, what do you mean I paid for labor?
They'll remind you. They'll remind you. You better thin that slice now.
So what are you saying? Are you paying for authority?
No. But it's the same thing when, like, the breakup happens and then the small dick gets brought into the situation.
The
and then everything you've told her in secrecy. Mm-hmm. And exactly. So it's like a dark cloud is going to be hanging over you, especially if you do it with the wrong woman.
Yeah. So you can weaponize it.
Yes, it's the weaponization of your vulnerabilities and your weak points, your Achilles heels. So paying, don't do that, bruh.
Yeah.
What's the rush of getting married so fast? Like,
it's society, bruh.
Bro, marry when you... bruh. Marry when you can afford it. This thing of people getting married and then they start the marriage on minus 600,000 because of the wedding, the lobola, all these. Nah, bruh.
But you met me, I was an Uber driver. You met me as an Uber driver. You know how much we make. Every day I complain. Look, every day 15 more cars are joining the circuit. So you are in that predicament. You maybe say like the average age now, like you're 29 or 30. Your career hasn't panned out the way it wanted to.
Life
and you meet the same woman in the same predicament that you are. What are you guys doing?
And you know what they do is they give you, like, they buy you a house, they give you money for the both of you.
That's what Jewish parents do, no?
Yeah.
Yes.
For real.
Is it the same with colors or are you guys the same as us?
No, look, we had a rule. That rule fell away. The rule was the father was supposed to pay for the wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then all of a sudden, that rule does no longer apply.
The father's disappeared.
Yeah.
You need to have a father first. You gotta have the father first, bro.
Because we're like in I know, like, I don't know if I'm factually right, but I know in Indian homes, like, the father must pay for all the daughter's weddings.
Yeah. Mm.
So then you as the husband, all you have to take care of is the house and the cars.
Wow.
Yeah, minus the load from you.
Yes.
But even with the black culture, it's normally, hence, like, a lot of songs we'll hear, maybe it's letting inkomo sakababa. So if you're from a family that's good enough, technically you as the dad should pay for your son's lobola. Not him.
Mm.
Technically, it's meant to
but
be
you.
And inkomo sakini.
Who can change that for the future? This whole lobola setup. It's you men. So if you men now decide when your daughters are getting married, what kind of, like, what's the request that you're going to have? But if you're going to continue in the same manner of like, yeah, this is what we do, the families.
Because
I think
families.
Oh,
thank
you. Oh, no, we shit then. We that's the problem.
I think that's the problem. It has to skip a generation before it becomes better.
Like, men, like your fathers now decide, okay, let's change the setup. Because even families, because I sometimes even feel the pressures within the families. Remember, when there's no lobolat negotiations take place, it becomes family.
Would you pay half? Ghost lady as a lady.
Pay half. No.
Nah.
No.
But it's going to pay back over a long time.
No. No. Hey.
Not born.
No.
Put that over 20 years.
Not born.
Yeah,
born. Sex. Drop
this. Yo.
That's crazy.
Man. Sex ain't free. In sex.
I don't know if you guys will find this interesting, but I found this very interesting. Apparently, Gen Zs are getting dumb up in
this. I can believe it, man. I can believe it,
though.
So listen to this, Shandre. For over 100 years, every generation scored higher on IQ tests than the one before it. But the recent data testified before the U.S. Senate in January 2026 shows that Gen Z is the first cohort to break that streak. Scores in core skills like literacy, numeracy, memory, and problem solving have plateaued or dropped for the first time since the records began in the late 1800s. Human brains aren't evolved to learn through fragmented snippets like TikTok reels, 280-character posts. By spending over half their waking hours on screens, Gen Z is outsourcing their memory to Google and their thinking to AI prompts. Yeah. When you don't use the mental muscle, it gets weak.
Definitely. Yo, bro, that means that the political leaders are going to coin in on these dumb people.
But they are the original Gen Z, though. They are
the original.
With the fax machines.
Yeah.
So they're getting that. But I mean, look, when I look at our country, I mean, that 30% was a wild thing to do.
Bro.
You know, like it really made, because they just wanted more matriculants for some reason. And I could understand the rhetoric, because every company was like, we want a matric certificate. That's what they said, right? And then the government was like, oh, is that all you want? A matric certificate. Let's make everything 30%. And look now, bro. Look now. Now KwaZulu-Natal is number one. That's scary.
Number one in what? In number one in what?
In the country, yeah, matric pass rate.
Yeah, KZN.
That is supposed to be a red flag.
No.
That's scary, bro. The Eastern Cape is like, what is like third or fourth? I can't remember.
But that
remember.
Was the whole aim, clearly, yes. Right? Just make everybody pass and get all these good-looking stats.
Yes, and it's also not smart having smart voters. It's not a smart thing to do.
No, you can't have illiterate, woke voters.
You can't, because everyone can see. Because also Gen Zs are so used to not having money. Do you know that? That's one thing, like, the boomers had money. Millennials, we understand money. We know that it's either you have it or not. They are literally in a bubble where they go to work and they get their salary and everything gets deducted for rent, food. They literally don't know. They're like, what is money?
Yeah, but we had this.
Our parents even had that.
Even worse.
Okay, but remember,
I've seen my mom's salary advice. You know, it was the same thing.
But it's still for them. I mean, for young people like that, bro, it's difficult, man. It's difficult. That's why.
I think they're actually more exposed to more money now because of this influencer stuff. You know, because they get big bags.
That's 1%. That's like 0.05%, bro.
Yeah, it's not everyone.
Those are the really spoiled brats.
But I can believe why Gen Zs are getting dumber, because if you're a Gen Z, when do you think they actually, like, when do they get a chance to apply their mind?
Yeah, the minds, these days, the human mind isn't stretched like before, you know, like you get AI to do the stuff for you. You can Google everything.
You use a calculator.
You use a calculator. You don't need to remember shit. Like back then, we just remembered things, read things and remembered things. So I can see it. But at the same time, though, I think it's as humans want to do less as, you know, we develop and technology does. Because at the same time, we are in an era where you can learn a whole course at home.
Yeah, on YouTube.
But no one does that. Only a few people. Everybody else wants to delegate AI and stuff. So I can believe that.
Fat checker, you're Gen Z, but you're one of the smart ones.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just
show
put it out
your
there.
Matric results.
Are there any other dumb Gen Zs here? No, there's no dumb Gen Zs.
No, these are Tatum, boomers.
How old are you, Tatum?
he says you qualify. Oh. He says you qualify. Now we need the A to put you in the generation.
1990?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, right. Yeah. No way.
My brother, what are you doing, bro? With your life? Something that you're doing is aging you. It's the heat from that camera.
Fat checker, what's your take? Is your generation getting dumber?
Honestly, I feel like we're getting desensitized, not dumber.
Oh.
I don't think we're dumb, because I feel like we still are able to do things, come up with ideas, remember things, read, you know, and count and stuff. But I feel like we're desensitized. You know, when a person comes here and says 1 + 1, you know that you don't have the time to be counting in your head. You're just going to take out your phone and take out the calculator.
It's 2. It's 2, by the way. It's 2.
1 + 1 is 2, yeah.
What do you mean you don't have the time for 1 + 1?
You don't have the time. Time is moving. Things are going fast. You understand? I mean, already waking up. There's
only
a lot
one
to
the nose during the dance challenges.
That should show you that we're smart. The fact that you can remember a dance challenge and use your body to actually synchronize with it, that's smart. Mm. That's something. Yeah. So I don't think we're dumb.
Do you guys read, though? Do you think Gen Z reads?
Nah, not a chance.
You need to answer texts, so you have to read.
No, and also, you guys have a lot of distractions. You know, yes. Us growing up, like, for example, you couldn't just access things anywhere. You know? Like, porn, you know, you're going to find it in your uncle's, uncle's bedroom. No, it's a good example.
So why don't you use, like, an educational example?
Okay, look, what I'm saying is... Oh, man. Nah, you guys are making me seem like, you know, like I have a problem.
It's not us! It's not us!
It is you! When you were growing up, in order to access porn, you had to be on a weekend at your uncle's place, unless you stay with an adult and you know where they keep their stash.
Or wait for Emmanuel.
Yes, or wait for at night, etc. You know. Mm. Now the kids will watch it anytime, anywhere. You know, like, it's just so many distractions, and not just the porn, but everything else. Yeah. It even messes up with their sex life. The one lady at the garage was telling me that more young boys, like boys in their 20s, are buying sexual enhancement pills.
Whoa!
It's the porn. It desensitizes them to the real thing. And when the girl is here, and the boy is 20, he's there buying Mbesu. They sell it now in garages as well. When you go,
bro, hit your prime, bro.
Yeah, exactly. When you go to the garage and they've got those pills behind them, ask them.
Dr. Long.
Ask them how many young kids buy these things. They'll be like,
Shanre, you buy Dr. Long?
Waiting for that question.
No, I always see it when I see it there.
No, you see them. You see them. Yeah.
The Chinese bald man. You're like, what?
So it's one of the many challenges this new generation has.
What's the
just
last
the distraction on the phones?
What's the last book you read?
I think it was Born a Crime by Trevor Noah.
20 years ago, wow. The book was released.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't 10 years ago.
I saw a post last night, Trevor was like, I wrote this book 20 years ago.
No. I bought it and I really enjoyed it at first. So I was bored and I thought, okay, let me just read it again. But that was the last book.
Bro, they buy a book and then they say, ChatGPT, please summarize.
Yes.
Take a picture.
You see? Take a picture of the page, summarize.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't lie. I use that with my daughter's homework, bro.
For real?
Yeah, with my daughter's homework, I don't know if I should be saying this.
Say
some of the teachers are chilling. You know? come on.
It's not your exam.
No, you know what? The thing is, there was this religious homework she had. Right? And it was very late, and I saw it late. So the homework required us to go over the Bible and find. So it was basically Bible, yes. Bible, empty, like blank spaces. And it said,
if only it was porn.
Bible, this is my child's homework. So the thing is, we're anyway going to go over the Bible and find the things. So I was like, yo, what's the.
I'm
the missing
basic questions. Like, who are the first people on the Bible? How?
No, come on. Who are the first people?
How?
Adam and Eve. Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that. No, come on, man. Everybody.
Okay.
Where did Adam come from? Where did Eve come from?
The Garden of Eden.
No, where? Adam came from something, and then Eve came from somewhere.
Yeah, Adam also came. God made.
Yes, but and where then, does Adam? Adam comes from?
From?
Dust.
Oh, yes.
And Eve comes from?
The rib.
Yes. Yeah, you yes. see. Yes. So we all know the history
That's why
of the
we
Bible.
Have one short deer.
Oh, we have a short rib?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying.
You can feel it, you're shy. Something is missing here.
No, every time in church when they talk about the rib, I'm like this thing.
So the short ribs in the bush are Kimo Eve. Been eating Eve out here, man. before we come to you, man, wanted to find out, guys, did you guys see the Xolani from Six of
Jazz? Yeah,
what's happening there, bro?
It.
Can you break it down for me? What's happening there?
So a Nigerian national was shot dead in Windsor. You know Windsor, next to Cresta.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just here.
Yeah, right next to Cresta. I think they were shooting since October. So Michael Beaumont, the spokesperson of Action SA, which Xolani is part of and is going to run as a mayoral candidate in the Ekurhuleni area, obviously he says that the suspected drug dealers shot first and then they were shot at. And he says SAPS was there. But SAPS, it seems like they're now distancing themselves from it. Mm-hmm. And obviously because somebody once passed away, I think someone in Katlehong or Eden Park, a colored guy, if I'm not mistaken. That must be Eden Park. It's the it's a colored community in the Katlehong area.
Yeah, anywhere with a park, that's us.
Rest of park, Eden Park! You know, even Souls, SB Souls had a character. Funny Buck. Funny Buck. Because this is fuck. They like fuck. It's fuck. What's with the fuck, bro?
I have no idea, bro.
Hey, you know, favorite rapper to fuck. We give myself boost.
Fuck!
Yo, man, yeah! Why do colored people live in parks, man?
I don't know, bro. That was the apartheid government, bro. Yeah, true, bro. Everywhere is just park.
Yes, actually.
It's wild.
I'm only realizing that now. So, obviously, then in the news they said he was present. Obviously, I don't think he shot, but obviously the narrative is he was present. And so that's what happened. But MMC of is it Public Safety in Joburg, Uchwaku, the EFF guy, was like, nah, JMPD was not there. SAPS, JMPD only got the call after the incident. And now there was obviously disorder because that area, Windsor, there's a lot of Nigerians, a lot of people from all over Africa, you know, are there. I don't know how these places, I don't know how there's a grouping. It's always in like areas, Sunnyside, Hillbrow, you know, but anyway, it is what it is. So that's what I know about it. And we're waiting for, eh?
It's the name.
Windsor.
Yeah.
But Windsor is like British. The House of Windsor.
Bruh, I know a guy.
Royalty.
I know a guy that came from the Eastern Cape. Didn't know Joburg at all. Came at what is this, the MTN taxi rank?
Yeah, Noord.
Noord. Stopped at Noord, looked around, and saw a name. Rosettenville. I think I must go there.
Yeah! Rosettenville is one of those as well. Yeah.
That's what they do, bro.
For real.
That's what they They just look at the name and says, oh no, let me go there.
Yeah.
And if it's not Puck, it's not great.
Oh, that's funny, man. He'll sit at the Puck station. He defines a Puck. He'll be stationed at Puck station. He finds a Puck. The right Puck. So yeah, that's the summary of what happened there.
Well, what do you think about that, Shane?
Ish, bro. I don't know. Look, I, as a South African, I want just there to be less drugs on the street.
Yeah.
You know, and look, from my personal experience, I've yet, and I know I might be wrong for saying this, but I've yet to meet a Nigerian that is here wholesome. Mm. You know, I've never.
I got a friend married to one. There's plenty.
From my personal experience, like, I grew up, like in Breitbach. From there, I came to Pretoria. I lived in Eersterus. Right, I lived mostly in Caledonia. I lived in Annandale before. I've never in my life met a Nigerian is like, oh, where do you work?
For real? I've
never.
Now they there, bro.
I see them at the club or at the corner. That is literally my old man.
That's your reality.
Yeah, that's your reality.
My reality,
yeah,
right?
I've met like Nigerians like, who work, pay taxes here legally, yeah, married, not. In fact, they hate the guys selling the drugs because
yes,
they now feel like they got to explain themselves, you know, with the pimping, them, the drugs, etc. When they have no idea. Dude, I lived with a Nigerian in at Lapori, Ken and Moses. Ken was studying at AFTA. He was studying videography, and he shoots music videos, he shoots TV, you know? And we lived, cool guy.
Yeah, and I know I'm not the only South African.
Ken Onu is his name. Yeah.
I know I'm not the only South African that has that experience.
Yeah.
So it's almost like to a point where, like, what must happen? Because on social media, as like they're like, Kolani must be arrested now.
Whoa,
arrest him now.
Yeah, going
he
crazy.
Must go to jail now.
Yeah, EFF people are not having it, eh?
No. What?
Yeah.
Because bro, he's taking drugs off the streets.
I responded and said, we must fight drugs by any means necessary. And then people came at me, which I get it. It's like extrajudicial killings. There's no one civilian who can take a gun and go shoot at somebody else on suspicion of, you know, doing drugs, etc. But like with this story, we don't know the full context because where it is, they shot first. It's like with KZN, what's been happening there when the guys get shot at and get killed and they normally shoot at the police first? Well, that's the story we hear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But because the thing is, we've got a history in the country where a lot of these things would happen, were condoned by the government. Police would just come and kill Spewer's uncle because he's part of the ANC or PAC. You know, so what we've done is we've got all these rules to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there needs to be a process in how we do things. But, hey, man, if the drug dealers shoot first, I say, yo.
Yeah, I say shoot them.
Yeah. If the drug dealers are being apprehended for drugs and they're shooting, or the robbers are shooting, well, they intend to kill, don't they?
Yes.
Bro, what's this thing about Nigerians eating dogs? Did you see that?
Yeah, oh, I saw that. Nigerians are the third ranking country that consumes dogs.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But obviously not the whole of Nigeria. There's a part of Nigeria, apparently, where they consume dogs. I saw a tweet and a video. BBC Africa.
Yeah, BBC Africa.
That means things are getting bad in Nigeria, am I right?
For saying that? But it's a delicacy. Like a delicacy.
Yeah, Nigeria's going to the dogs.
No.
It's the pits, bro.
It's not hunger that does that.
No, there's parts of Nigeria where... It ranks third after South Korea and Vietnam.
Okay.
So there's parts where that is not the whole of Nigeria. There's parts
of it,
where
like the same in the other countries.
Yeah, it's a delicacy. It's a delicacy. It's not eating out of hunger. It's a delicacy. But tell me, can we sit here and judge people eat dogs when we eat animals? You eat rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Been to carnival and you ate maybe a crocodile.
You eat rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, rabbit is tasty, bro.
Your face is so cute, bro.
Nah, I eat it.
So.
You don't eat rabbit.
No.
Not
you don't eat rabbit.
No.
Whoa.
Yo, you're missing out, man. Rabbit meat is tasty.
I think I would eat rabbit, but I've eaten tortoise before.
Tortoise.
Yeah. Oh, it's delicious, bro. Tortoise.
For real.
Tastes like chicken.
Delicious. No.
How do they cook it?
Like oxtail.
No way, dog. Yes, no way, dog. Like
oxtail, dog.
Nah, I'm having that. Wait.
I don't think you can have it.
Wait, what is it illegal?
I don't know. All I know is one day in Breedbach where I loved someone, someone found a tortoise. They opened it with a grinder. They opened it with a grinder and then we ate that thing, bro.
Whoa, bro.
You guys boiled it or like...
They
slow cooked it in a poiky pot. Three pot.
It's a tortoise, you have to slow cook it.
What is that? Three leg pot.
Yes.
It was delicious, bro.
Wow, bro.
That's crazy. It was delicious.
I wonder what a dog tastes like, though.
I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
There was a video of someone, woman, who was selling dog meat in Tembisa.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Fat checker, you had your thing?
You've probably consumed dog meat and maybe don't even know.
Bro, you know I drive to Alex sometimes just to have chicken feet, bro. Because it's so delicious.
Damn.
Yeah, the way they make it.
Are they chicken feet?
Yeah. Come on.
I don't get people like chicken feet, bro. That's just fat.
There's nothing on there.
Yeah, it's a delicacy. Yeah, you see.
Oh, it's an excuse.
Nah, bro. You're getting robbed, man, when you buy that thing.
You are what you eat, Penduka.
Yeah.
Fat checker.
It is eaten by some tribes, and it's because they believe that it has some medicinal powers.
A dog.
Yes, so that's why they eat them.
Canine.
Jeez, I'll probably have it back.
Yeah, that sounds medicinal. Canine, have a...
It sounds like...
Vitamin A, vitamin C, and K9. Like a dose of K9.
Yeah.
Because there's B9, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah. B9 vitamin?
Yes.
K9 sounds B9, very medicinal.
B12.
B12, omega-3. And then don't forget your K9 dose every morning and evening.
Yeah, I got COVID. Try some K9, man. Yeah, I can't get it up. Have you tried K9?
You're going to do talking the whole night. If you try that one.
That's when your foreskin grows back.
Oh, fuck. All right, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, man? What you got for us? Damn.
So, guys, remember, okay, Shibi Sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's currently, obviously, locked up.
Yeah.
And now, recently, he's been charged while locked up. And this was because of there was a whole raid that happened there at the cells. And they found, like, prohibited items. Like, he had items with him that, like, your smartphones, for instance.
Wow.
Yeah, like your drug, like drug smoking pipe. Mm. And also just some sachets, you know, with remnants of unknown substances. Jeez. Yeah.
I can't even get signal in the parking lot in Rosebank Mall.
Or parking. Whenever you drive into a parking, you don't get signal.
You're down, bro.
So, yeah, like, how many times we've heard of, obviously, you know, your... guys in the prisons, you know, being found with smartphones.
Oh, yeah, it's normal in prison. Yeah.
And even I heard also about it's just his behavior. It's not of someone who's trying to be, you know, come out. It's apparently he's not.
No, shame, police motherfucker.
Yeah, shame, man, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, bro. Shebe-ish, bro. I feel like he's a menace to society. I understand he's talented, he's amazing, but I've lived in a neighborhood where like there's someone that terrorizes it.
Oh. Yeah.
And he feels like someone that like terrorizes the neighborhood.
You just
hoot at him and he gets out and shoots you in your chest.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? He's got that kind of character. Like, to be honest, man.
I used to be friends with a guy in my neighborhood, right? Mm. And we would chill. Like, he'd come out of jail and we'd chill together. And, like, we'd have, like, snacks and we'd be laughing. And then the laughter would die down and this guy would be like, oh, I miss jail. I'm like, oh.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Nothing. I miss jail, bro. The next day he steals a phone and then tells the guy, go tell them it's me. And then the police van comes and picks him up and then he goes to jail because he loves it there.
Whoa.
There's some people that live in the, and they love living in that chaos.
For real?
Yeah.
Because bro, he feels like he becomes in charge.
Yes, they love it. Like they are part of something. Because a lot of people just want community if you have to break it down to a certain level.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everyone just wants to be a part of community and belong. Mm.
There's like, gangs outside. I mean, if they want to belong in a rough circle.
Yeah, but it's not the same like jail. Jail, no one goes anywhere. You must chill there.
Yeah, because
together.
Someone told us that you can find someone who's like a top don in the jail, but when they come out, they're hobo.
Yes.
And then they're like, nah, man.
Nah, I'm not.
It's boring.
I'm respected in the jail.
And you have a sense of purpose.
Yes.
No sense of purpose outside. And I think people don't go into jail going, I'm going to love it here. And by the time I'm done here, I'll be addicted to this place. But it's obviously conditioning over time and time and time. And you find you find like a sense of belonging there.
Yes.
I wanted to say, we interviewed Shebe, man. I didn't get that vibe, hey, from Shebe.
I know, but...
But he spoke so well about prison. Like, how he
the
was
vibe,
running
I don't know if it
there.
Was the same with you. The vibe I got from Shebe when you interviewed him, I realized that, okay, this is the vibe I got. I got the vibe that this guy realizes that he can make money from entertainment, mm-hmm. and he'll do whatever it takes to entertain, but not fuck up his life to a point where
you
he's
thought it was
back.
An act for entertainment, but he was
kind
really
of.
about
yeah,
it.
Kind
he
of.
Was really
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, if dog, if you lose a daughter yes. in a car accident, you behind the
what
wheel.
What do you think? Because you were here as well.
I just thought it's someone who got lucky, bro. You know, I just thought it's someone who lived the way he lived and he continues to, and then he got lucky. He didn't sit and plan this grand takeover of the industry, and he just got a genuine viral moment on TikTok, trended, recorded music, people received it well for his rawness and realness. And we thought maybe it's an act, you know. Like Tupac, for example, you know, we thought it's a facade, but nah, it is who he is. So when I'm not surprised by the stuff, you know, he's found with in prison, yeah. It is who he is, bro. You've said this, bro. He is who he is.
Yeah,
and I've accepted it. You know, I'm not shocked or surprised anymore. He is who he is. And he's been telling us, this is who I am. And we've been thinking, nah, you're just an artist. This is your part of your art.
And then he showed you.
Yeah. Wow. I hold my beer.
Okay, I'm driving now. Bring it back.
Bring me that thing, bro. I'm driving now. Bring it back.
You want pissing? What is that all about beer? I'm driving now. Let's bring it back.
Hey, what else you got, Ghost Lane?
What do you guys think of the relationship, the rumors? Well, there's an alleged relationship between Lewis Hamilton and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, the dating rumors. And everybody's calling him a simp.
I saw a tweet that was funny. Someone's like, for a driver, why doesn't he care about mileage?
Because he can handle the high mileage. If there's anyone who can really... People with cars that are always like on zero or 20,000 can't drive. They won't trade it. It's the really experienced drivers, you know? My mom, they won't have 1,000,000.
Yo.
I'm racing the 500, so he deserves it, man. Shit. Only he can handle it.
But I'm just scared for his career, man. Like... That family is like well known for taking great men down.
Yes, and they taking guys out, bro.
It's scary, bro. And that Kardashian family, hey, Lewis, that's our other circuit. Hey, the corners in that family.
But Lewis used to be number one driver of Benz. Yeah, yeah. You handle all the corners and all the curves. He's good, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
come on.
All right, bro. They've destroyed guys, bro.
They have, but it's Kim at the same time.
Yeah, bro.
I get the four kids and all, and people say it's all as a simp. But, bro, a lot of niggas act like if they had the opportunity, they wouldn't. And I don't think Lewis Hamilton is trying to marry her.
Yes, and Kim is, like, even now, like, she's still fire.
Nah, come on.
But, guys, let's have
a follow four.
Guys, let's have an honest conversation about this mileage thing. Does it really exist?
No, I mean, it doesn't.
It's all the same, man.
It hasn't, bro. Yeah.
It's all the same, man.
It doesn't matter. Nah. You just need to give it time.
The quality always goes back to factory settings.
Just give it time.
It always goes back to factory settings, ne?
Yep.
Yeah, always. Man.
It births babies.
Yeah.
Handles anything and everything.
I think there's this big idea of keeping like someone pure, you know? I think that's what men have in their minds. Like, when I get married, I want someone that's pure and that was just with me. Just
forget it.
You forget it, guys.
Are you
like,
pure?
You're
not
like,
gonna
are you pure?
Are you pure? That's the issue.
Yo, I saw you at Summit last week. You are not pure at all. You know what I'm saying?
When you get married, just know there's someone out there who was tired. Was tired of fucking.
Yes.
And they had fun. And they did it in every way possible. Like, you know what I mean?
When
you're an adult. When you're an adult, dog. Because you're not the only freaky nigga. That's the thing. Guys think they're the only freaky guys. Oh. Yeah. You're another freaky guy. Okay. You know what I mean?
Guys love thinking like that. I'm the best at feeling.
Oh.
Oh my God, you're not even on the billboard.
Bro, look, you're the sex champion was here
all that time.
Oh, you can't be.
You can't, bro.
Just know, she's been through it and she's with you. It's your turn now. Enjoy yourself.
Yes.
Keep her, marry her if you want to marry her. You know what I mean? And be happy. Just worrying and stressing about where she's been, how she's been. I couldn't even remember last time I asked a girl, like, her body count. Because you never even get the truth anyway, so don't even bother, man.
Because if you're with someone and they do something, you're like, oh, I like that trick that you did. Where do you think they learned it?
Google.
No, my sister's only with experience.
You Google. Let me see your browser history.
No, bro. And sometimes, like, you find the love of your life, like someone that makes. Because that's what life is about: being with someone that makes you feel good.
That's it, bro.
Like, if you with someone and they make you feel nice and they make you want to be a better version of yourself, like, I don't care if she's been with 1,000 or 20,000. It's my turn now, and I'm feeling amazing while we are here. I'm becoming a better person. Let me pursue this, and I don't care what anyone else says.
The rest is bullshit.
Yeah, rest is
bullshit. Oh, I love what you said. It's my turn now.
It's my turn now. Yes, you had, you took advantage.
It's my turn. You taught all these great things, you enjoy them now.
Yes.
Right?
Now I have the experience.
And it's better than waiting, like, you know, some people you'll date.
Fruits of your labor.
Yeah, you're eating the fruits of your labor now. Thank you for Ukundisa. You know, and I like that, man. A liberated woman sexually who is not coy or shy about. I'm like waiting a year for a blowjob, you know? Like, what the fuck? I would rather have it on the first day. I'm not going to ask where. It's like, guys act like,
first
no mutaka kisanga amazinyo ever since she gave the other guy a blowjob. Now it's like, ooh. Bro, she's been living, brushing her teeth, kissing her child. It's cool. It's safe. It's clean. No, but guys behave like that, for real. They behave like the smell of the guy she dated a year ago and she gave a blowjob to is still there. No, bruh.
Like,
yeah.
Every day.
Niggas go to a restaurant, I don't even question this fork I'm putting in my mouth. How many other people have put it in their mouths? That's more disgusting. No, for real. That's more disgusting than a girl giving you head that you've just dated.
That's a fair point.
Right? Oh, the fork is from a woman from a restaurant.
How many spoons have you licked like this?
Bruh. Where have those spoons been? In whose mouth? How many times? How long was that restaurant? Were you there when they were washing the spoon? Yet you trust the spoon, you know?
And normally people don't wash the back end of the spoon.
Yeah, bro.
They just throw the spoon in.
Yeah, you need it like this.
Yeah, they do this.
And the running water.
Man, come on, guys, get real. Let's be practical, man. Get real. Guys must get real.
Kill me, dog. What else you got to say?
Okay, another... DJ Spoon's name came out at the Matlanga Commission.
Ooh, yay. Yes. And Pratik as well.
Yes,
so Pratik. Yeah. Which one?
Monke. At the end of the day, they said TS Records. This was under the TS Records. So, Advocate Kemi Bahari was testifying there at the Matlanga Commission, where he mentioned that, so it's like TS Records had contracts that were linked to the 2010 FIFA World Cup. So it's almost like they got something, you know, from...
He denied it, and denied
all these allegations about him having received any money via Ekuruleni and getting some being part of the tenders. Yeah,
he did not deny getting money, because getting money is getting a contract. He denied wrongdoing.
Yes,
so he denied. Yeah, he didn't say yes, I got deals, but he didn't deny him receiving monies from Ekuruleni. What he did deny was wrongdoing. So. Essentially, he's saying he did get money, but everything was done
legally.
Legally legit, everything is kosher with the deal.
But I can believe this, man. Spoo loves money, bro. Spoo worships money, bro.
He's an entrepreneur.
Spoo loves money, bro.
He's an entrepreneur.
He's my good man, but we all know, man, that nigga loves money, bro. Yo.
But for me, it's like, yeah, well, he's not barred from doing... He's from the East Rand. He's from Ekurhuleni. He's not barred from doing business there.
Yeah, of
as
course.
Long as it was done properly.
Legally.
You know, yeah, legally. But thing is, if you're Spoo and you're influential...
It can't still be, like, legal or illegal, even though it's done under carpet. So it's like, paperwork-wise, everything looks clean. But...
But what's illegal about the deal then in that example?
No, not that it's illegal, but but obviously it's still like channeling or like you're trying to wash monies. So it's like, okay, bid like this. You know how with tenders. No, but this is the amount.
When you mention monies, when you mentioned 2010, there's a lot of deals going around that time. Because
yeah. I
remember I got booked by Fed Cook and Mahuta
to
play at ANC parties like in the hood, like Alex Stoop 5, 15. Or five, something.
Yeah,
like
I remember Stupin. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. And all these other venues, yes. You know? Like, and yeah, man, there was a lot of deals going around in 2010. A lot of events.
So now, they're still happening, those events, where you'll find, like, there will be a bid out to... I know, I saw one now. The Golden something, I forgot. I will find it on my phone, where they just send out bid... invites and people you'll say I want to do an event somewhere in the Eastern Cape and you get the monies. So sometimes,
have you guys ever been told to okay for your invoice bill this much, but no. We'll give you your.
You see, then there'll be deals like that sometimes whereby a guy's like, yo,
which deal is that?
A kickback.
Which one is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, kickbacks, bro.
Oh, yes. I've never heard of such. What operation are you running?
Hey, man, I didn't say I'm taking that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say I'm taking that.
Son, reshuffling is coming. There's a
reshuffling. God, man, I mean. No, we know how these things work, bro. You know?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, there'll be like a program and you apply and then the guy inside gets a kickback.
No, but you never know of that, though. So, for example, if I'm a promoter, I get a tender to do an event from ANC.
Yes.
I know my budget.
Yes.
And then I know I'm supposed to pay Saul 20K, for example. So that's how much I've budgeted for Saul. And then he sends his invoice and it's 10. I'm not going to tell him, hey, man, increase it to 20.
I'm taking the risk.
I'm taking the 10
without
telling him. So that's why I disagree with you where if you're in the receiving end, you know what's happening.
Yeah, because this is...
If you're there as a DJ, you of course you don't know. That's why I always say we can't blame people who get booked. You know, if... Like, for example, now when they're accusing Spoo and TK of... We don't know what happens behind the scenes. But if you're a performer and you're like... My rent is 50K, sharp, you go. You know, and you perform, and they pay you 50K, you bounce.
But you could.
You're not at fault for that.
But bill this much.
No, that never happened.
That never happened.
No, sometimes it does happen, bro. Yes. Where somebody's
I've
like,
heard of that. I've
so
heard
send
of
an invoice. So you're like, yo, so how much is your rate? I'm like, 50K. It's like, send an invoice of 100 and send me the 50.
Thank you.
You do that.
You do. You take those bookings.
No, I've been told. But I've been told. I haven't experienced it myself.
No, that's dangerous.
Doesn't care.
Yeah, will see it all.
Yeah, you're gonna pay 25% on that full 100.
Yeah, Saddles sees the money as well.
No, those gigs scare me, bro.
Those ones, I've heard of those ones.
Do you think that these guys probably from the Madlanga Commission, all those brews being questioned now, do you think that they just needed a break to get their stories in order? And they were like, oh, you know who was involved there? DJ Spoo. If I say this name, this would give us a break. Country discusses everything else.
Deflection.
Except what's happening now with us. Because it's a brilliant distraction.
Yeah,
and then segue to... Because it obviously is going to create like a media
throw
storm.
Throw people under the bus.
Yes.
And not yourself.
Did TK release a statement?
Nah, but I haven't seen anything by Brad TK. And I mean, obviously, he's got ambitions now with the whole elective conference coming up of the ANC, because he's a huge ANC person. Was he the chairperson in Gauteng?
Yeah.
But it's got a very big so
there.
Obviously, then there's that, you know? Because, I mean, we saw what happened with John Stiernes and then his Uber Eats. That thing can easily derail your... your path to whatever ambitions you had. Senzo Mkhulu, for example. Oh, by the way, are you attending Senzo Mkhulu's prayer?
When?
He's got a night vigil. There's a church hosting a night vigil praying overnight for him. Can you imagine?
Senzo Mkhulu.
Yeah. Pull it up, Tamang. I sent you a thing of it. Pull it up, bro. Like, this is wild, man. I'm like, yo, bro, how desperate is he, man? Look at that.
National prayer.
A prayer for Brasenzo.
Bombela Stadium.
A one night visual. Ay,
to pray for him to make it out of this thing. You can't make this shit up, man.
There's a whole flyer. Bro.
In a whole church.
A national
I'm from Fundi, you see, guys. Where's the shame, man?
No, bro. No.
The guy's been accused of some serious stuff.
Yo.
And we saw the letter he said.
It's on the 14th of Feb, Evie.
Bro.
Wait, there's a number there. Let's call the number, bro.
On Valentine's
Day.
For more info. Let's call for more info.
Actually, then. Yeah, let's call the number for more info, bro. To be like, yo.
Can you call from your phone? Short summers, I call from mine.
I've never been here for this.
Try from your phone. But you're not connected to the road.
Crazy, course. Right? I am done dance. Okay, look, I don't blame the artist for performing.
Yeah, I mean, they were just booked.
Yeah, they just booked. Yeah,
they didn't say invoice this much.
Just call the SMP on your phone. I'll do it like this.
Hey.
So what? Bah, for more information. Oh, it's for more information.
Yo, this is a heavy lineup, available.
Yeah.
You know, I do, man.
Lion of Judah.
Is it calling the shots?
I understand this through, is man. Big.
Try the SMP on your phone.
Amando, beer.
I got not your time.
Let's try get Saul on the lineup.
Who won? My phone is ringing, bro.
Go busy. Okay, keep on trying until you get them. Oh.
Yeah, until we get them,
bro. On the 14th of Feb.
That's Valentine.
Oh. People should be with their partners.
Hello?
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, man. You're talking to Sibusiso here. Saul's manager. We're trying to get Saul on the lineup for the national prayer at Mbombela on the 14th of Feb.
Penduka.
Yes.
Saul Penduka. Saul Penduka is a DJ. We're trying to get him on the lineup.
For the Senzo Mkhulu prayer.
What are you looking for?
We're trying to get Saul Penduka on the lineup for the Senzo Mkhulu National Prayer.
Okay, can I give you the spokesperson, please?
Who's the spokesperson?
Can I give you the number?
What do you do there? What do you do there?
You want the information? I said, can I give you the number?
What is this for more information there?
Okay, all right. Give us the number there, please. Wow.
Okay, just say hi with WhatsApp and then I will reply with his number.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You got a spokesperson.
Hey, it's got a spokesperson. The party is a spokesperson. Bloody hell. It's a prayer. Well, it's a party. There's people performing as well.
Yeah, send him a WhatsApp.
Dear God, we know he didn't do it.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
How do you vouch for someone?
Oh, man, this is unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
Wow, man. Wow, bro.
Aren't they like repossessing the other Bruce cars as we speak?
Angwani, yeah.
Nah, they went back those cars. They've been kept by some dealership now. I think they didn't follow some process, etc. But they can't move them or sell them or anything until the whole thing is done.
What I heard is he had, I could have seized supercars at his house. But apparently there was about 5-6 more that he kept at the dealership.
Oh!
So those ones were taken, but now are being returned because they're not under his name or anything.
Allegedly,
he's got connections with the dealership. He knows the guy or something.
Yeah, there was some funny thing happening there.
Can you fact check that for us?
How is the cars getting arrested before anyone else?
Bro. Yo, bro.
Because I arrested.
We need to talk to the SIU, bro. We need to talk. I know SIU is just seizing their assets, but like, what's going on? Is there a criminal charge? Is there... What's happening? Is there...
Because seizing of assets needs to be linked. The person also is...
I mean, if you found out that the cars are illegally obtained, of course, the person who obtained them illegally must go to jail.
Well, the money that was used was obtained in shady ways.
Yes.
In illegal ways.
So no one has been arrested yet.
But the cars.
But the cars.
They're coming and arrest your freak.
They're holding bread.
Bro.
Filling up stadiums.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Fact checker, you got some facts. It's Hangwan, innit?
Yes. According to ChatGPT, I asked for a summary. They're stating that during the SIU investigation, the SIU did seize several cars, including the Aston Martins. It was two Aston Martins, two Ferraris, and a Rolls Royce.
Yes.
So the OMA's Moto Car Services consented to... consented to having ownership to the cars, and then they requested that the cars be in their possession. Mm. So currently, as we speak, the cars are in their possession. They are still busy with investigations, and they're stating that they are not linked to Hangwani Muan Maumel. However, the cars were seized at his property.
Oh, I see. Ah, it's just... Okay. It's trying to find a way, you know?
Right, the rich always get what they want, man. The rich and powerful always get what they want. The Epstein thing has proven to us. The Trump kidnapping a whole president of a country. And now, did you see Venezuela has sent oil to Israel for the first time in decades? Like literally, in front of the whole world, and no one can do anything about it. And no one will do anything about it.
What can you do?
Did you hear Trump put himself during a meeting recently?
No way, man. Nah, bro. Like, hey, man, I don't believe that. Who's Moshe?
Come on.
Can you come with the facts, Fred Jagger?
Damn, man.
Please, that is wild,
bro. That's wild,
bro. There's actually an article about it, bro.
Nice, bro. Like,
but Fred Jagger breaks it down so nicely. What happened, Fred Jagger?
Damn.
There's a video. Okay, let's play the video. Can you rock the video for us, babe?
He shit himself and reporters were running.
Wait, start again. Wait, hold on. 3, 2, 1.
Trump literally shit himself and reporters were rushed out of the Oval Office. No one was ready for what unfolded. What was supposed to be a routine presidential press conference instantly turned into one of the most...
Fact checker, please explain that there's a lady who smells, then she holds it.
Oh, no.
So the lady behind President Donald Trump, the one at the green, if you notice in the video, she keeps covering her nose each time while he's talking. So with the audio, you could hear like some fart sounds and him being disturbed while he's speaking. It's alleged. No one really knows if he really pooed on himself. It's been alleged. But a lot of people are stating that it's not the first time. Allegedly, he has done this before in a car with President Putin. And President Putin was busy blocking his nose throughout. So it's alleged.
Out the window.
Yes, out the window. So it's alleged. It's speculated. There have been fact checkers who have stated that the allegations might be true, that he is wearing diapers. But the PR team in the White House is trying to
squash
the thing. And they're calling it rumors. They said that he had something to attend to. By the way, in this press conference, after he addressed the press, when they were about to ask him questions, they started being kicked out. They were told to leave immediately, like he's rushing somewhere. But the thing that caught people's attention was that he was still seated while people were being kicked out.
Yeah, because he's the first to leave the room.
So he was still seated and the press had to stand up and leave immediately after he spoke. They didn't even get time to ask him questions.
So it's as if the Secret Service saw, oh, shit, not again.
Yeah, and then they were like, okay, hambang. But this is alleged. Allegedly. Rumor.
The video.
Real scenes ever witnessed inside the seat of power. In the middle of a live broadcast, President Donald Trump suddenly froze mid-sentence as a powerful, unbearable stench began spreading through the room. An aide was the first to react, covering her nose in shock. Within seconds, chaos erupted. Journalists backed away, some gagged. Others stared around in disbelief, trying to process what was happening in real time. Whispers turned into urgent hand signals. Then the order came down fast and clear. Clear the room. Now, side doors burst open. Security rushed the press out. Cameras were cut. The broadcast ended abruptly without explanation. Staff scrambled to open windows, activate ventilation systems, and seal off the area. Behind closed doors, the atmosphere was described as humiliating and chaotic. Meetings were canceled. The presidential schedule was temporarily suspended. Emergency cleaning crews were called in to sanitize the room. Within minutes, the incident became the most talked about topic inside the building, labeled as a total breakdown of control, a protocol disaster, and a historic institutional embarrassment. All of this inside this fictional universe.
Whoa!
It was nearly.
Dog, now the security guards are there cleaning after him.
How can Trump be so confident if you know that you've got such a problem? Now my thing, like, you should be very, you become a president who's very quiet, doesn't speak, you know, stays off the limelight because you know you've got an issue. Anything can happen.
But he's been this guy forever. Like when he used to have the TV shows and like, I think he was
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice. Yeah. I think if I might be wrong or something, but like in his second or third season, the show wasn't doing well.
Oh.
Right? Mm-hmm. And he was the guy in front of people. What are you? Our ratings are amazing. Mm. We have the best ratings in the world. This show is the greatest show ever. The show is going places. You don't even know the deals.
Yes.
It's just that type of guy. Whatever happens, he's that. No, it's a home run. What are you talking about? Mm. This is a sure deal. We're taking it through. He's always been that guy that just comes in with the confidence and says, look, yeah, this thing is working. Even though at the back,
he's
dripping.
But don't you think Putin would also share the if it, like because they're not of like they're not like best buddies.
It's not now. Well, if they were in the car together, surely there's some form of relationship. And I don't think it's worth having a whole America now hate you. Like it's not worth it. Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's not worth it. And Putin barely says a word. He's not gossip monger now out there. War monger, yeah. But I don't think he'll just sit and talk about Trump shitting himself to the world.
Whoa, gossip.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Anyway, what caught your attention this week, Pinduk?
Yo, bro, we're not safe, man. I saw something very disturbing, but it was quite hilarious. Oh, by the way, shout out to our SAPS. SAPS Special Task Force. They came 30 something at the UAE SWAT Championship. Oh. Who beat America.
Oh, wow.
There's a video. Man. Yo, watch SWAT. This, man. Yeah, our SWAT. Kwanazi's boys. And Masemula's boys. Check
they're
this
back.
Out. Yo, yeah. Black and one, I think, looks is colored, actually.
No, they're enough. Back. I mean, are they back? Because I remember they saying they fell to 44th. Go again.
Bit of deja vu, this, isn't it?
Watch that.
The Special Task Force of South Africa.
Dunko! Yeah! Put my banner, put my banner!
Papa.
Here go
Kes.
The Takis. Up and over the two wooden walls.
Bro, cops like that in the country, bro. Insane, dog.
Insane, he's got that magazine out already.
Watch that, man.
It's fascinating to watch the different techniques of the different snipers that have gone out today. Some waiting till they're on that platform before getting the magazine out. Others picking it out of their pocket when they're on their way to the black SUV. There's the first shot.
To shoot with a gun.
Yeah, aiming.
Yeah.
The assault team can now breach that door.
He hasn't missed, eh?
He hasn't missed, bro.
No, he hasn't missed, bro.
Three down, one to go. The final target of the sniper is in the standing position.
We're in good hands. We're in good hands.
You can see from the Takis a different technique. They are in the prone position for the
you can see they didn't take the
machine
ones.
Gun. Pen.
South African excellence.
Some like to stand.
Whoa!
Some like to get down on the knees. Some like to lie down. It's all personal preference, of course.
Wow! Okay. What a star!
Oh, they're dropping
nicely. I didn't even know this existed, bro.
Yeah,
those
bro.
Those targets in the pistol pen.
I did Nigerian didn't send
one more. The assault is to go. Oh, he's got a bit of an issue.
They're carrying a body.
First of the deadweight dummies across the line.
Oh, it's a dummy.
Final assaulter is done in the pistol
so
pen, so we can sprint for home.
I don't know. Fact checker, please check. Say UAE.
SWAT. Here come
Championship 2026 results.
The assaulters
rankings on ChatGPT. There, I'm sure it'll say.
In less than 2 minutes.
Across the line, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's one more still to come.
Here are the Slay Queens that are into
Bath
for the weekend.
The clock
for them.
At 2 minutes. And, and the Russell with the 0.3 for the. Drop this.
Hey, Tawan, now back at the round. Play this next video. Play this next video. No, the one I sent to you on WhatsApp.
Who's
no, that's
now?
Not the one, fam.
Oh, that's America.
I sent you another video now on WhatsApp, man.
That's America.
Yeah.
Back at the ranch.
Back at the ranch. A cash in transit. Outside Jabulani Mall in Soweto.
Mm.
And you know what's opposite Jabulani Mall in Soweto?
Police station.
They locked themselves inside.
You lie!
Play with the audio.
You mean a Jabulani Mall, you my daughter. Cash in transit. Food lovers. She's a police station. I'm a Katama's valet. I'm a boy, I see content. Let's not have it. I'm a Katama's valet. I'm a police station. I'm a Katama's valet.
No, no. This is because our SWAT team was in Dubai. They're in the UAE. The real cops were in the UAE. No.
Maybe it was a lunch break, Pedro.
It's my feet. They drive off. We are in Kaka, I'm telling you, bro.
You're making an affidavit, they're like, you can't go now.
What?
They are robbing us.
If I was here, stay here.
Stay here, you are safe.
You're safe.
We'll keep you safe in here.
No.
Oh, my word.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my yes, but
right.
The country that was ranked first was China, followed by Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan, wow.
Yes, and then also... Third was China, but Team C was third place.
Which other African country? Other African country?
Here, I don't see any. No, there's no majority of them. It's Thai and Kazakhstan and China. Those are the top.
So we're
three.
Representing Africa.
Yes.
Shout out.
And
South Africa.
38th. However, there was an addition for the challenge in Dubai, which South Africa was placed on the 12th place.
Shout out, man.
And just to put it in, there was 109 participants.
Okay.
Who was last? Check was
who was last?
We're not going there.
Yeah.
Sudan.
Who's last? Week?
Let's see a video of the one who went last. Who got last?
Anything else, Paduka?
Yeah, man. Dude, I saw this and I suggested, but people were having me.
Mm.
So... In Botswana, you remember Letsile Tebogo, who's the Olympic gold medalist, 200 meters? They've put him on the money.
Yes,
I think
I
it's a limited edition, but they've put him on the money.
Oh, wait,
what
cool
is that?
Wow.
Like they put it, instead of having Mandela on all the notes, he's on their 50 puller notes.
Oh, that's dope.
For representing the country.
Oh, that's dope. All the other guys who won medals also were like.
Oh, yeah, so
he's
the big face, and then the podium guys, because it was a relay as well, right?
He's the Mandela, and then they are the animals.
The big four.
The big four.
Oh, I was like, that is so cool. Because that's more practical. More inspiring. Imagine what it does to a kid.
That's a real way of being honored.
Yeah, real proper way of being honored. That's a real honor, bro. Imagine your kids, even when they stop minting the money, but your kids see you on the money. Imagine the random kid who's an athlete in Botswana or any kid who just wants to do great. And you can end up on the money. Unlike having, look, we honor our old people, but having one guy on all the money. There's so many people to be honored, and not only politicians, just people who bring honor and pride to the country, man.
Poets, like, I know, like, a couple of amazing writers that should be on our money. Oh. You know, we can't have a Mandela on a 10 rand. I think he should only be on a 200 rand note.
Mm.
Yeah, some poets. In Japan, there's a poet that they revere that's on their money.
Whoa, for real, dog.
Someone that brought light to situations or helped people during a dark time.
You
can check that one for me then.
Not just only like old politicians, you know what I mean? Because the new kids hear about them, but also it's like, man, you know.
They don't, is a hero like Mandela. But the guy who said, come have a meeting in my house, that guy also deserves, you know, some sort of recognition.
Because
he was the one that said, look, my house is open. Come have this ANC meeting in here. And that was a risk to take because you could literally destroy your entire family.
Wow, that's the 50 puller.
That's the 50 puller, dog. That is beautiful, bro. I was like, wow.
So who's deserving in our country?
Yo.
To be on the money.
Yeah.
Take black coffee.
You said black coffee.
He hasn't represented us on an official, which is valid, on an official. But somebody else was like Black Mambazo. Then I was like, but Black Mambazo got Grammys. Black Coffee's got Grammys. You know what I mean? Like, he's also a trailblazer, pioneer. And in the world of DJ, he's like a World Cup winner. You know what I mean? But I get the anything can happen.
Now it's Sufunu again.
Yo, guys. Podcasting, I'm on the money. But having to put me on notes, because I'm human and I'm fallible. I could say something, do something. I'm not perfect. So I wouldn't want that kind of pressure. But let's say that the book and the way he behaves, he's a safe bet. You know? Yeah. You won't mess it up. And then be like, you put him on the money. You know, so South Africans on the money. Yo, man.
South Africans you can vouch for.
That's a lot, man.
There's so many, bro.
Can you imagine Lobolo negotiations with your own money?
I think this perfume range would be...
That's a different flex, though. That's a different flex. But it's a good question. But we've got so many South Africans.
You guys a favor.
we've many South Africans.
Yeah,
man.
We do.
On the money, man, you know. Remember Josiah Tugwane? But it's just that it was old. But if this was an idea then, the guy who won, he also won the Olympics gold medal, the marathon, Josiah Tugwane. Mm. You know, also, now, whoa, I remember
I'm thinking
seeing that.
Mama Esther Mahlangu. That's a person that is really like.
But somebody.
Yanda Woods is what?
Apparently,
Yanda Woods, Granny. Goko Esther Mahlangu.
There's a lot, man.
There's so many, man. Like Clive Barker would have been great back then. He took us to our first World Cup. Mm. Oh, Garassi Erasmus. Yes. Put that man on the money, bro.
You can put
that nigga on the money, bro. Rassi Erasmus. Put him on the money.
See ya, Kolisi.
See ya. On I mean, he defended rand? The World Cup, right? Twice. Mm. Yeah.
On our 1 rand?
People will then start bringing up. People will bring up.
Okay.
On the 1 rand.
Just a bust of his head. Obviously, after he was divorced.
So smiling. So that he's got a smile.
Smiling.
We need him smiling.
Fat chicken. You wanna say something?
The person that Chanre was speaking about, her name is Ichio Higuchi. She was a poet and a novelist, and she's a female. And she was put on the 500,000 yen.
Look at that.
Whoa, Japan. Man. Shout out, bro. Yeah. Japan, yeah?
Yeah, Japan.
There was poets on the money. You wanted to tell us, or did you forget? Who was last year?
It was the Philippines that was last.
Oh, the Philippines. Oh.
You know what? guess it makes sense.
No, they're starving there.
Hey, they're man. I don't know.
They're not starving.
Maybe they struggle to see. The sun, guys, the sun. It's...
Anyway, Jandre, what caught your attention this week, brother?
This week, actually, a story that broke this morning. It wasn't a story, but I was listening to Anele's show this morning, and a lady called in, right? And it's Valentine's Day, so...
Anele's show, Anele FM?
No, Anele's show.
Oh, okay.
Anele, 702. Do you remember? Oh, is it 947? It's 947.
Yeah, 947. And, 947.
So this lady basically sent a voice note saying that her husband or her boyfriend, I can't remember, but he's basically like he loves cooking. So he wants to take her for Valentine's Day. He wants to take her to a cooking class, right? And they'll cook together and then enjoy that meal, which I thought was very nice. But then she doesn't like cooking at all, right? And she was basically just phoning in to see like am I... wrong for being ungrateful.
Yeah.
Right? And my immediate thought was, bro, women don't like doing things that we like doing.
100%.
It's like, whatever it is. She's like, I'm not into that. It's not for me. It's not romantic. But I'm like, that's like the most romantic thing to do, to cook together and then eat that meal together and talk to each other. Because cooking is a thing where you like literally talk to each other. Mm. It's not about the making of the things.
No.
It's about the communication that you have. Cooking, because you're not cooking all the day. You have to wait for things to boil or to get ready. You understand what I'm saying? So I was just looking, because a lot of voice notes came through where people were like, yeah, that's wrong. Why must she do what she doesn't like on Valentine's? Valentine's Day is supposed to be for two people.
That's an argument, though.
Yes.
That's a valid argument,
though. Yeah, it's a valid one.
Yeah, it's a valid argument. I get the whole bonding and stuff, but if she finds the kitchen a nightmare of a place to be in, why would she want to do that on Valentine's?
But why are you in a relationship?
Yeah, she's in a relationship with someone.
Why are you in a relationship?
And we gotta agree to do something we both like.
Yes, but my thing is like, in a relationship, you can't do what you like all the time.
Yes.
Right? You have to make sacrifices.
Things do we both like?
Yes, how many things do we both like? I don't like watching romantic movies with you on special days like a Saturday. I want to be outside.
So if your woman says, let's spring clean on Valentine's Day and then enjoy the house together.
Yes! I would say yes. Get out of here, Sean Ray. That happens during the day. Mm-mm. You can't clean at night. You can't clean at night. It's sacrifice. I'm sacrificing. I'm like, and I'm going to enjoy being in that clean house.
Yeah.
No, bro, look at that. Look
I
how
don't
fun.
Know, man.
Look how much fun we're having there. We start the day. Tamia is playing, right?
Ooh.
Right? Tamia is playing.
Music,
we're proper. Cleaning the house together.
Ooh.
Ah, bro, that's a beautiful Valentine's Day. Mm. Because I think a lot of people...
And you know she's going to bend down, grab the mop.
Oh, no, I'm dead. Ah, bro, handy soap.
Handy Chandra.
Oh, bro, now we are climbing on the floor. Yeah.
And you know it's a loop.
Nah, man.
It really makes me think, like, bro, people have forgotten what it is to be in a relationship.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not all about you, bro. Mm. It's about you guys being together, doing whatever it is. Even if you don't like it. How many times do you do things for a girl that you don't like?
Every day.
Every day.
Okay, whoa. Wait, doing things for a girl you don't like?
No, doing things with your girl that you don't like.
That
you hate doing, but you do it anyway.
Regardless.
Because at least you're going to be together.
But Shanri, wait. Mm. For Valentine's Day, isn't the aim to find out what does your partner like and then do what they like?
Yeah, but Valentine's Day is not about the woman.
Mm.
Especially when you're in a relationship.
It's an
oh, yeah, it's about both of
you. It's about both of you.
Mm. Okay.
So sometimes, yes, this Valentine's Day can be mine. The next one will be yours.
But wait, okay.
Aha,
this girl, does she like cooking?
No, she doesn't. He cooks.
The man enjoys the cooking.
He enjoys the cooking.
That's very romantic.
That's very romantic.
Oh, wow. Mm. But maybe she thinks, like, this is a trap so that now you're going to make me start cooking. Maybe that's what she's thinking.
No, I wonder where your mind is going.
Yeah,
I wonder where your mind is going.
genuinely enjoys cooking.
Now you want to teach me and make it romantic so that you make me cook.
No, man. It's a guy who enjoys cooking.
I'm on the girl. Like, I get her. She's like, this is a trap. Next minute, then I'm going to have to cook because you trained me on Valentine's Day.
No, but I don't think he thinks like that. I think for him, he was like, yo, this is something I enjoy. Mm. I want you to enjoy it also. But that's the problem we're having with most of our women today. Mm. Right, we're having a problem with they don't want to do things that guys do. Bro, do you understand that? If I had a girl that would say, yo, I see you play FIFA all the time, let me learn how to play. Right, let me learn how to play FIFA with you. We'll become best friends. Yo. The best of best friends. We play FIFA. We put
as long as she loses, she can't win.
What if she starts winning? Hey, now they're in the afternoon putting in extra games. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying it's a two-way street. If you learn, I promise you, ladies, if you learn something that your guy loves to do, bro, you have him forever.
Yeah.
Promise you, you have him forever.
Oof, yeah.
I agree with that. We got the guy's number, the spokesperson. Should we call him?
Let's call him.
Yeah. What are you asking him?
The I don't know, the national prayer.
Yeah. What are we asking him?
How many prayers must we come with?
Yes. When is he going to be there? Yeah.
Mm. Okay, Shandra, you do the call.
Yes.
You could escape.
Shandra, you talk to the national prayer for minister, suspended minister Senzo Mkhulu.
For Sopenduka as well to be on the lineup. Yeah.
And can Sopenduka be on the
Yes.
Do we have to tell him he's live on the podcast? No, we can't. No. He would know, no?
Yeah, they're not going to talk.
What?
Oh. This guy, you cleared the chest.
Who cleared his chest, bro?
Bro, what the hell, man?
Who? He's a cheater. He doesn't get a cheat.
You like you want evidence on your phone.
Why would you clear your chest?
Why would you clear chest, dog? Like so quick.
Yes.
What? Bro, what the hell, man?
That's cheater behavior.
We're still recording.
Yeah, dog, we're still recording, bro.
Yes.
We're still recording the podcast. Yo.
I even blocked the number.
Yo, bro! How are you living, bro?
Anyway.
How are you living? Like, is it like just
you.
Reflex? Is it reflex? Yo. What you do? Who are you hiding things from?
Yo!
What are you hiding?
For your from
so aggressive, bro.
Yo, bro, yes, bro. Block.
I got the number, ne? I'm like, leave it. Then I turn to you guys. When I turn back, he's deleted.
Yo.
Anyway, guys.
All right, cool.
So, I need a drum roll for the big announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, save the dates. Because on the 24th of Feb, Podcast and Chill will never be the same. Cabinet, it's a cabinet reshuffle, guys. So on the 24th of Feb, we're going to be doing, I think it's the first time, I might be wrong, but it's our first live stream ever.
Oh, yeah.
So we've booked a venue, we're going to have some friends of the show, the network rather.
Yes.
Some sponsors and stuff.
Okay, that's
and then we're going to broadcast live the big announcement. There's a cabinet reshuffle. New era will be announced on the 24th of Feb. So to all the chillers, make sure you watch. There will be some new faces. Some old faces will be gone. We just never know.
Yes, we're checking.
Wanted to say something. And then also, remember we're doing Shoot Your Shot this Valentine's?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're not cooking.
We've been cooked. We've been catered.
So make sure you catch a glimpse of your host going on an intimate date with chillers. The episode is going to air this coming Saturday at 3 p.m. on our channel. It's called Shoot Your Shot. Who do you think is going to go on a date from the hosts? So we basically ask chillers
all
who
the
they
want.
All the hosts on the network.
When is this happening? After the reshuffle?
No, it's happening this week.
This week, before
the Valentine's week.
So everyone that's here is still here.
But tune in this Saturday, 3 p.m.
Also the crew. right, is also yes, the cruise involved. Also yeah. involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're on dates, yeah?
Mm. I believe so.
Okay.
A lot of people wanted
in demand.
Dude, dude, bro. Dude was in demand. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. Pero dude, everyone is open.
Yeah, but
like
dude was posting. I see dude posting photos of herself. Hey. I just came from a hot day's work.
Last but not least, one of our friends of the shows, Celeste Ntuli. She's hosting a show. What's it called again?
Celeste and the Big Dudes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's the name.
On the 21st of Feb, Grand West Grand Arena, 8 p.m. Tickets are at Compi Tickets. You can check out Skumba, Chris Mapane, Ndumiso Lindi, Trevor Gumbi, Pele Pele, Tsitsi, Mashabela, Tabiso Mtlongo. So that, Cape Town, I hope you guys are ready, man, because it's going to be a fuck
yeah.
What about you, bro? Where are you performing? What's happening, man? What's coming up?
Hey, I've been taking a sabbatical on stand-up. I think after last year, I did my one-man show. And then I was kind of just like, you know what? I need to focus on other things for now. But still performing, still doing my thing. So if you guys want to come through, we do a show every single Sunday at the Bioscope.
Oh, yeah, you're still doing Sunday?
Yeah. Every single Sunday. Show starts at 6:30. Look, normally our shows get sold out like 2-3 days now.
Yeah.
After posting. And then, yeah, every Sunday. So.
But you have like 20 people in this. So
No. It's 58.
Whoa.
But it's a nice intimate show, and it's the way stand-up. Beautiful. I always say this, beautiful, like, it's the way stand-up is supposed to be performed, with like a little bit of people, and because you get the jokes, you get the feeling, and you get where the comedian is coming from.
Beautiful.
Well, there's this guy, sorry to cut you off, Pinduka, ne? There's this guy that I really like, man. I just found him now, ne?
Comedian?
He's an American guy.
Oh.
But I like him, right?
What's his name?
I don't know his name. I just, like, it came up in my algorithm.
Okay.
I'll play some videos, and then I just want you to, like, dissect, you know, his style. And let me know what you think. But, yeah, you can carry on, Pinduka, while I find out.
So, you're saying comedy is meant to be with an intimate crowd? Or yes. What about a big crowd? I mean, we've seen, like, Eddie Murphy's classic with the red jacket and Chris Rock's. You know, the bigger the shows, I mean, those were lit.
Yes, lit, I promise you. But you would never get the vibe that he does at the Cellar. Where there's like probably 100, 150 people. It's a totally different vibe. Like if you come to the Bioscope, you see what I say. When you have performers like Robbie Collins come on there, Pops is totally different when he does the Bioscope. Like everyone is different when they do the Bioscope because everyone is like right here in front of your face. And like you can express feelings. Like it feels like you're in a conversation, but there's only one person talking.
Oh, you see, wow.
It's beautiful when it's an intimate.
Robbie Collins, man, on the show. We've never had him.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Yeah,
Robbie Collins.
That's a smart guy.
On our Thursdays. Robbie.
Yeah. He's a smart guy.
He's down for Robbie.
Yes.
Now we're going to have him in, man. You still looking for the comedian?
Yeah, man.
How does he look like?
He's like, he is. Okay. Let me see. Which one?
Got a feeling it's somebody you know already.
Yeah. Oh. Is it a black or white comedian?
Okay, I can play this one. Let me send it to Shots.
Oh, I know exactly who it is.
I don't know the guy. I just saw him on my algorithm and I was like, this guy.
Shanri probably knows.
Is it an Indian guy?
Yes, Indian guy. I'm sending
you the
link.
Yeah. No,
this is just delivering. Like how he does it, bro.
Oh, I don't know this guy.
Are you playing? Are you connected?
Yeah, Elon Musk doesn't have 10 files.
His delivery, bro. And the way he... His nuance. Yeah. Are you good? Oh, you know him or you don't know him?
I know this guy. He comes up on my feed. Like social media, you see, stand up is tricky to say who's big and who's not big, you know?
Okay.
Like a lot of I think when comedians pass on the how do you call it? You call that thing?
The baton.
Right? It has a bigger cultural impact. So there's comics that are like Elon big in Musk. Culture, and there's comics that are big on social media.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So like different. your Dave Chappelle, those are iconic.
Goats,
because not only does the influence come from the community of stand-up, but also socially. You know,
they got the best of.
They
both
got
worlds.
The best of both worlds. Uh-huh. Some comics only have like social media, because you find in America they'll record their stand-up in a studio. And you won't even know.
No way.
You won't even know.
They're
curating.
They're curating something that looks like, that's like those guys who, we've spoken about them, who trained as if they're on a podcast, like they're in a room with a mic.
Talking to themselves.
It's a clip from a podcast. Oh, shit. That's sad.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, man.
Elon Musk is in the Epstein files. Yeah. Probably should have checked before you opened your mouth, huh? Elon brought this whole thing up. Yeah. So you really do got to give credit to Elon for doing so many drugs that he totally forgot what actually happened with him and Epstein. Because Elon's story was, he asked me to come to Ireland so many times. He wanted me to go to Ireland, like, so bad. He was like, I want you to come to Ireland. I was like, I'm not coming to Ireland. I'm too busy making rockets. I'm too busy making electric cars. I don't need to go to your stupid little island. That's what I said to him. I said, I'm not going to Ireland. I'm from South Africa. Keep you on a visa for the American dream of apartheid. So I came here. He said it many times. He said it for many years. Epstein begged me to come to the island. I said no. Epstein files dropped. 10 emails. So why didn't you let me come to the island? Hey, Jeffrey, just checking in again. Is there still room available at the island? There's many great things about your island. I would like to come. I'm actually flying to the nearby island. I'm flying to the island. Island at 3 p.m. You bring me to your island. He's literally begging Epstein to come to the island. He's like, I hear you have some wild parties on the island. I want to go to the wildest party. He emailed Jeffrey Epstein, Christmas Day, 6 a.m., saying, I need a vacation, but I don't want, like, a peaceful island vacation. Irredeemable. Now he's saying, I think my words were misconstrued. No, motherfucker. You literally said you wanted a not peaceful island vacation.
I like his delivery, man.
He's dope. Brilliant. He's really dope. I can see he's been doing it for a couple of years. His timing is... And those are things you can't learn from writing. Those are things that you learn on stage.
On stage.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of things. Like me, myself, like I can't write a joke out fully. Mm. I struggle. Like I can't do this. I need to have like an idea and then I just go with the idea to stage and then figure it out with them. Because the audience is like an instrument that you play.
Wow.
You know, so you hear the laughter. Like Robbie told me this years ago, like I didn't even understand it. And he drops gems like that all the time where he's like, you hear where the laughter takes you. So depending on how much material you have, you're like, I'm doing relationships. Or they don't actually like relationships. Yeah. Let me do races or race. And then you're like, here's the laughs.
Ah,
right?
It's like DJing.
Yes, and it's exactly.
It's exactly like DJing.
Yeah, and then you see, then you're like, okay, cool, let me go down this path. Mm. And then you just go, and then, you have an amazing
find
set.
Find the soul.
Because it's just looking who's in the room. South Africa is the most difficult place to perform in the entire world.
Whoa.
It is. I don't think anywhere in the world is more difficult to perform because you don't know who's in the room.
Mm.
There could be 60 people in this room, 7 are white, 10 are colored, and there's black people in the room, but some are from Venda now. Mm. You've lost that part.
I get it.
And, you know, like cultural differences.
It's difficult to perform to a rainbow nation.
Yes, it's difficult to perform. That's why American acts, when they come here, they die.
Mm.
Uh-huh. They bomb on stage. Because like, you guys aren't one thing.
Mm. Yeah, because they know when they go to Texas, it's
Texas people.
It's Mondia, it's...
Hillbillies.
Yes. It's a monotonous crowd.
That's what the word is. So it's like one, you're just performing to one person. Mm. Where a South African comic has to come up and be like, how can I make everyone laugh here with ideas that intermingle between everyone's lives?
Mm. Homogeneous is the word. Not mono. Homogeneous.
There's a gist. That's all we know.
Homogeneous.
A
homogeneous
togetherness
group.
Thing.
Yeah, I get that now. Yes. So you can't do the rock... the Bopo people, because now you are, you can't rock whites because the room has got some Afrikaners.
Yes.
And then, oh, shit.
It's hard,
wow.
It's hard. That's why when South African comics go anywhere in the world, they do well.
Mm. You just so how come I haven't seen a lot of them like
we
really
don't have
up.
Money to go and stay there.
Oh yeah, not earn much. Yes. Small clubs.
You don't have.
Because like, that's what Trevor did. He took the CLC money.
Money.
Yes,
and went.
CLC, yes, I
and
heard
he
that.
He spent time there because you need time. You can't. You remember you're starting over in a circle.
Yeah.
So you need time for people to see you, learn the culture, and all of this. Like one of my biggest dreams, right? In this country, especially when I started stand-up, was to create a system where, bro, like, because not everyone is going to be superstars and with stand-up, right? You can have everything, be the funniest guy ever, but you don't have that star thing, you know, that thing that takes you...
The X factor.
You have everything
star
else.
Star quality.
Yes, you have everything else. Whoa. But you don't have that thing, you'll never make it. But my dream was always to be like, create a system where even that guy who's funny as hell... can buy a house and a car from just doing club gigs.
Mm. And it's there in America. Not everybody's got a sitcom, but they've got careers that are sustainable.
You have a career, and what makes an industry is if people are sustaining themselves with the work that's like around. And then that would build a perfect industry.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, man, I want to send a shout out to PNC because I found out about you because of Pops, you know?
Yeah.
And man, I think, you know, I think I speak for everybody in this room that you guys, like, you guys, we've created so many memories over the past few years. You know, it was one of the saddest days to see you guys leave, you know?
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you guys, you know, you, the team, for contributing to what the podcast network is today, you know? Because you guys, like I said in the previous episode, you were the first to show us that it's possible to have a network. Because I think it was the first show that we had outside of the Monday and Thursday show. And we're like, oh, fuck, okay, cool, we can do this, you know what I mean?
True.
So, yeah, SABS, what's happening? What can people look out for?
Look, before we get into that, I think we have to say thank you to you, Mac, for allowing us to come in here and just express ourselves, man. I mean, you could have said no. Mm. It would have been so easy. But you were like, let's see where this thing goes. So we have to take our hat off for you, man. You blessed us in more ways than one. Mm. And now we're at SABC, SABS. And it's literally because of you. Like, we saw your vision and we saw what is possible through you. Mm-hmm. And I think all of us operate in that fashion where we see someone do amazing things and we're like, fuck, we can also do it. Mm-hmm. And you guys gave us the wings to like, we saw like what is possible. Mm-hmm. And we're really trying to start that. But not only with podcasting, we want shows.
Nice.
We want things on our on SCBS. Look, we're humble now.
Mm.
We're shooting in front of a shack.
It's hot.
Farida is close to quitting.
Yes.
She was like, there's no aircon. Yes. But it's an amazing experience just starting over and building from the ground up and just seeing where this thing is going to take us.
Yeah.
And that's like the thing that's very exciting for us.
No, man, you must enjoy it. All the journey is amazing, bro.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Chandray. Podcast and chill, we out here, man. Boom.
Bye.
Nice.